Shuris Yerushalmi corresponds to Shuris Bavli, Daf Chav Tes, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Shuris Shav Chayavim Al Zayin Makos Vashigasa Potter. For Shuris Shav, one receives lashes if he transgressed it intentionally. If it was Shoigeg inadvertent, then he's exempt. Reza he Shuris Shav. What is a Shuris Shav? As follows. Nishpah Lishnoitis Yadula Adam. Amal Amud shall even shu shall zav, vala ish shu isha, vala isha shu shihi ish. He swore to contradict what people know to be true, such as this pillar, which all can see is stone, is gold, or this woman, all can see is a man, or this is a man, and all can see is a woman. Nishba al dova shi yeshul liyos im lo isi gamal peirech ba'adio, im lo isi nachash kukeres beisabad. He saw about something that's impossible, such as if I did not see a camel fly in the air, or a snake like the beam of an olive press. Omar le'idim bo ve'iduni shur shalo ne'idach. He told witnesses, testify for me, and they swore they will not testify for him. Nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah, shalo la'asoi sukkah, shalo little lulav, shalo la'niach tefillin. If he swore to be mevatel a mitzvah, such as not to make a sukkah, take a lulav, or to wear tefillin, zuhi shur shav shechav ma'azdoina makos v'ashigah sepata. These are shur shav for intentional transgression, he receives lashes, and if he did a b'shoigig, then he's exempt. And the Gemara says, Taman taninan, im lo ra'isi b'derech zeh ko'ele mitzayim, esher shelo ova ba ko'ele mitzayim. The Gemara says, a question, a Mishnah teaches, if I do not see on this path, like the number of people who ascended from Mitzayim, this is havai, means exaggeration. Is it not possible that so many people passed? Elikian and kaimi, b'ri'yeth, b'ri'yeh achas. Rather, he says he saw them at once. When King Diocletianus went there to Babel, 1,200,000 soldiers were with him. Rather, he must say that he says that he saw them at the same time. The Mishnah says, if I did not see a giant snake like a beam of an olive press, the Gemara asked, why can't this be true? In the days of Shlomo Malka, there was a snake that swallowed camels and wagons. Kadboin miktalune eifun shei pachlets. The gamlin umalun yasoin teven viavun behoin grinwin vlon umis. When they wanted to kill it, they brought stuffed camel hides and filled them with straw and put coals in them, and it swallowed them and it died. Amr Rav Yehuda bar Pazi chamis mashach de chivei ivid altamanya mesultla. Rav Yehuda bar Pazi said, I saw the skin of a snake that was tanned on 8 musustalin, which is large measures. Amr Shmuel bar Yaakov ana chamis mashach de chivei salik kriven de malchusa. Shmuel bar Yaakov said, I saw the skin of a snake that was given as a gift to the king because it was so large. Shmuel amar b'mubba. Shmuel answers that he swears that it was square. If you swear that it's square, even if it's small, then, and this is Hawaii, why does it say like a beam of an olive press? I'm Rabbiudan avoid Metanya Kini Ella Delais Oche Titania Mitfis Ella Mila Ruba. Rabbiudan, the father of Matanya, said indeed this is even if it's small. However, the Tanna normally mentions only large things. The Taninan Gamal Pairech Bavio Nisne Achba Pairech Bavio. Amish mentions a camel flying in the air. Why didn't it teach a mouse flying in the air? Also, this is impossible. Rather, the Tana mentions big things. Tani Rishim Ragamlil Aimer, Ein Muruba, Misheshis May Bracious. Rishim Ragamlil says in the Baisa, there's no square creation from the 6 days of creation. Hesiv Rabbi Rachia, Vataninan, Guf Abaheres, Kagris, Akilki, Muruba. Mokem Agris, Sha, Tesha Adoshais, Mokem Adosha, Arba, Arba, Sarais, Nimsu, Shloshim, Vashesh, Saris. The Brachia asks a question from the Mishnah. The size of a Baheris must be at least a square bean of Kilki. The area of a bean is 9 lentils, and the area of a lentil is 4 hairs, which is a square of 2 by 2. It turns out that a bean is 36 hairs, which is a square of 6 by 6. Amra b'yusna kol goma amra she'en maruba v'lama tanisa maruba di yovina hu. Rabbi Yosna answers that the Mishnah shows that the bean is not square. Why do I need to teach square? Rather, one squares a bean and makes a square as long as the length of the bean. V'ha'niga, the Gemara asks, a niga, which is a kind of sheret, is square. Malaihi kuturin. The answer is no, it's full of knots, it's not a smooth square. Ba aniva de pila, what about the berry of pila, that square? Ogolhu minamata, no, it's round at the bottom. Vista by meima loima vishungamnil, ela the berries. That a second answer is that also for Kilki, being the Pshimangalamil said only about berries which is bale chayim, which is creatures, living creatures, but they can be square produce. Vatani kain, merubba ba'ichlin, e merubba berries. And the Bais of the Port side, it says there are square foods, but not square berries. Shur shein on yodim lacha edus, leikin mishem shurush edus, shurush lein edach, leikin mishem shurush bitui. If witnesses swore falsely, we don't know testimony for you, they're lashed for shurush edus. If they swore, we will not testify for you, then they're lashed for shurush bitui. Shav v'sheke shneim b'diba echad ne'ma, mashein oizen yuchayla lishmoya v'lei peh ledaber. The assumption of testimony, which is shav, that appears in Shmoyis Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Aleph in the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, and in Vayikra Perek Yutes Pasuk Yubeis, it says in the Ten Commandments sheker. So the Gemara explains that they were both said in one dibur, in one utterance. A human ear cannot hear this, and a human mouth cannot speak this. Since they were taught in one dibur for testimony, this equates them for shavuos. Mechalaleh Mois Yumas Uviyam Hashabbos Shnekvasim. The Pasuk in Shemais Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yudalad that says that one who profanes it shall be put to death, and the Pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Tes says, and on Shabbos there are two sheep that are slaughtered as korbanos. Well, these seem to be contradictory because we have to slaughter them on Shabbos. The answer: they were both said in one dibur. La Silba Shatnas Gidilim Taselach Shnei Medibur Echad Nembu. The pasuk that says in Dvarim Chof Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lo Yisil B'Shatnas, you may not wear a mixture of wool and linen. And in the following pasuk Yud Beis, it says, you shall wear strings on the corner of your garments. They were both said in one dibur, which means the mitzvah of Tcheles of Sitzes overrides the Issa of Shatnas. Eros Eishes Achicha, Yivom Yomer Olea, V'Dibur Echad Nemu. The pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Tez Zayin that says that one may not have relations with his brother's wife, and the pasuk in Dvarim Chof Hei Pasuk Hei that the brother-in-law should have relations with her and do yibum, those were said in one dibur. The source of Nachala v'cholbas yoreshes Nachala shnei medibur echad nemu mashiya shelapel adaber v'lelo oizen neshmaya. The pasuk in Bamidbar lamedvav pasuk zayin that the inheritance shouldn't go to a daughter, and the pasuk there, the following pasuk ches that says that a daughter that inherits, those both were said in one dibur, which a mouth cannot speak and an ear cannot hear. Lechenu oimer achas tvarikim shtaim zu shamanu v'oimer halaykoi dvarik ke'eshnu mashem. Similarly, it says in Tehillim perek samach beis pasuk yud beis, one was said by God, and we heard two. And it also says in Yirmiyah perek chof gimel pasuk chof tes, so are my words like fire, says Hashem. Shuas shav nishpa lishnois siyodur la'adam shuas sheker nishpa la'achlif. Shuas shav is when he swore to contradict what people know to be true. Sheker is when he swore to switch, means mislead people about something that is not known. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, b'shem Rabbi Yechlon, kol shehayadur l'shnaim zuhi shuas shuse sheker, l'shloisha zuhi shuas shav. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yechlon, said that anything that's known to two people, and he swears to the opposite, this is shuas sheker. If it's known to three, it's shuas shav. Rabbi Lava Shem Rabbi Loza, afili yadu l'shnaim be'echad v'sefer olam makiroi shuas shav hi. Rabbi La, quoting Rabbi Loza, said that even if it's known to two here and one other at the end of the world, this is shuas shav. Amafkim v'ein ahoin. What's the difference between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loza? Eventually, the third will come, and it will be shav according to both opinions. Shina b'fnei shnaim v'shlich alayam v'hisu boi mishim shuas shav. Adat du Rabbi Yochanan ein leike, adat du Dalta du Blaza leike. The answer is if he deviated in front of two about an object and threw it into the sea, and they warned him for Shuas Shav, according to Rabbi Yochanan he is not lashed, the third will never see what he saw about, and according to Blaza he is lashed. Hisu boi mishim Shuas Sheker, adat du Rabbi Yochanan leike, adat du Blaza ein leike. If they warned him for Shuas Sheker, according to Rabbi Yochanan he is lashed, and according to Blaza he is not. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, afilu, we should say, Be'er Magalisa.
Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said, even if he saw that an egg is a pearl, it's a shur of shav. Vahena filu. Why did he say even? And a kagoin, beya, a magalith, I should say. Rather, he said that an example of shav is that he saw about an egg and a pearl. Tani kashemshe nidre havai mutarim kach shuris havai mutarim. The Maisa says, just like nidre havai are permitted, so shuris havai are permitted. Vahatani shuris havai asurim. But then we have a Bais that says shuris havai are forbidden. Vim v'shem v'padath kam b'ma'amidim, kam b'shem amidim. And Rabbi Yemir, quoting Rupadath, answered that here it's forbidden when he is ma'amid, which means he forbade a loaf when he said, if I didn't see. He had no intent to forbid it, merely to convince people that he saw. It's forbidden due to shuras shav. Shuras havaya permitted here when he is not ma'amid, which means he merely exaggerated. Hafilatei mekan v'kan b'ma'amidim, kam b'meichal shuras ha'nechosav, I should say nechosav, m'moim ha'lo kais leike. And the second answer is you can even say that both discuss when he is ma'amid. Here he makes a shur to forbid his property. His property is permitted, but he is lashed because of shur's shav. Keshem shenidre zuhuzim mutarim, kach shur's zuhuzim mutarim. Just like nidre zuhuzim, which is he did not intend to forbid anything, he pretends to vow for persuasion, they are permitted. He is not obligated to follow the neder, so shur's zuhuzim are permitted. Oid hu b'meichel shur al nechsei nechasai shur al nechasai alai nechasav, I should say mumorin halal kais leike. Also this is when he makes the shur to forbid his property. His property is permitted, but he's lashed for shur shav. Hizki amar hen de mishtaba al train de inan train leike mishum shur shav. Hizki says that one who swears about two that they are two, he is lashed for shur shav. But Menachem Hashem Rish Lokish and the Chami Mitra Nachis Vama Kiri Pali Berichsoin Leike Mishum Shuras Shav. The Menachem, quoting Rish Lakish, said that one who saw rain fall and said, "My master," this is the wording of Shur, "there is much rain," he is lashed for Shuras Shav. Rechunya Rav Yaakov Brun B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Koftal Bereis Hayu B'Dorim B'Kulam Chovu Al Shuras Shav Shehi Emes Dechsev Lashav V'Kisi Es B'Neichem B'Geimah. Rav Chunya, quoting Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Bun, quoting Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, said that there were 24 cities in the south, and all of them were destroyed due to Shuras Shav, that were true. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed, I have smote your sons because of Shav, meaning for Shuras Shav. We come now to the next Mishnah, Shura Shalicha Kekazu, Shura Shalayachlena, Harashena, Shuras Bitri, Vashniya, Shuras Shav. If one said, I swear that I will eat this loaf, I swear that I will not eat this. The first is a shuras bitui, and the latter is a vain oath. Ochla aval shuras shav, le ochla aval shuras bitui. If he ate it, he transgressed only shuras shav. If he did not eat it, he transgressed even bitui. And the Gemara says, shuras le eichel kikazu, shuras le eichlena, shuras le eichlena, einachai vela achas. The Gemara brings from a Mishnah that if one said, I swear that I will not eat this loaf, I swear that I will not eat it, I swear that I will not eat it, and he ate it, he's liable only once. It's something that is forbidden in Nadorim and permitted in Shuris. And we explain that this does not refer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is forbidden regarding Shuris, but permitted regarding Nadorim, such as I forbid myself if I eat this, I forbid myself if I don't eat this. Rather, it refers to the Mishnah earlier that the same applies to matters of himself and matters of others, both to intangible matters and to tangible matters, means that Shura applies to them. Amar Rabbi Abba b'shem Shmuel, Shura shenosan pleni le'ish pleni, mana v'limsa shalei nosan, ma'ach ha'shem b'yadei lavoi em b'yadei l'shavel. The Abba quoting Shmuel said if one swore that pleni gave a mana to another, and it turns out that he did not give, since it's not in his hands for the future, so he is exempt for Shura that he will give, also in the past it is not b'yadei, it's not in his hands. We now have the sentence of Pinchas boy, Haya Istanis Me'achashem Biyadi Lavoy and Biyadi Lashava. But Pinchas asked the question if he was an Istanis, which means he was very finicky, and he saw about something he cannot eat, since the Shura does not apply to him for the future, if he cannot fulfill it, does it apply to him for the past? And I should say, Shura Shleichalti, Shura Shleichalti Mahu. And his second question is if one said, Shura I did not eat, Shura I did not eat, what is the law?
Ashkach Tani Al Chavi Hoin. זה חיים לשעבר משל הבוי שהאימא לאיכל אינכי ולאחס. Le'achalti le'achalti, ha'eva kor achas va'achas. The answer is it was taught about both of these, there's the stringency of shuris of the past over those of the future. If one said, I will not eat, I will not eat, and he ate, he's liable only once. If one said, I did not eat, and he ate, he's liable for each one. Shur sha'icha kikazu, shur sha'ichlena, ha'vishayna, shur s'bitri, v'ashniya, shur s'shav. If one said, shur, I will eat this loaf, shur, I will not eat it, the first is shur s'bitri, and the latter is shur s'shav. Ki said, oisimloi, oimimloi sha'icha, mutav laval al shur s'shav, v'loi al shur s'bitri. What do we do to cancel him? We tell him to eat. It's better to transgress only shuras shav and not also shuras bitri. Shuras shalei eichel kikavu, shuras shaichlena, v'shoina shuras bitri, v'ashniya shuras shav. If one said, shura, I will not eat this loaf, shura, I will eat it, the first is the shuras bitri and the latter is shuras shav. Ked said, I said, no, oimu loi shalei eichel mutav la v'la shuras shav, l'chud v'lei a shuras shav u'bitri. What do we cancel him to do? We tell him not to eat it. It's better to transgress only shuras shav and not also shuras bitri. Shura sha'icha kikazu hayoim, shura sha'loi, you should say eichel hayoim, v'achla, Rabbi Yochanan omer, kiyem es hashena u'bitri l'shniya. If one says, shura I will eat this loaf today, and shura I will not eat today, and he ate it, Rabbi Yochanan said, he fulfilled the first and he negated the latter. It took effect on the loaf who koydul. Rish Lakish omer, you should say kiyem l'rishonav le'bitel l'shniya. Rish Lakish says he fulfilled the first and was not mevatel the latter. He held that the latter didn't take effect for koydul, just like he argued earlier about one who vowed not to eat matzah. Shur shalei eichel kikavu hayayim, shur eichel hayayim ba'achla. Rabbi Yochanan omer bitel l'rishonav kiyem l'shniya. If one said, sure, I will not eat this loaf today, sure, I will eat today, and he ate it. Rabbi Yochanan says he was mevatel the first and fulfilled the latter. He intended for anything he will eat, even the forbidden loaf. Rish Lakish omer bitel as rishayna, hashniya oimim lo shikamena bekika acheres. Rish Lakish says he was mevatel the first, and we tell him to fulfill the second through another loaf. He didn't intend for eating the forbidden loaf. Shur sha'icha kikazu hayoim, shur eichel hayoim ba'achla. Rabbi Yochanan omer kimas es shtehem. If one said, sure, I will eat this loaf today, sure, I will eat today, and he ate it, Rabbi Yochanan said he fulfilled both the latter, because he intended for anything he will eat, even the loaf. Rabbi Shlokesh omer kiyem l'rishayna u'shniya oimim lo shikimena b'kika acheres. Rabbi Shlokesh said he fulfilled the first, and we tell him to fulfill the second through another loaf. He didn't intend for eating this loaf, because already a shura obligates him to eat it. Shur shalei eichel kikazu hayoim, shur shalei eichel hayoim, v'achla al daita to v'yechanan chayev shtayim. If one said, sure, I will not eat this loaf today, sure, I will not eat today, and he ate it, according to v'yechanan, he is liable twice, the latter took effect on the loaf through quail. Al daita to Rish Lakish, ene chayev l'achas, according to Rish Lakish, he's liable only once, the latter didn't take effect on the loaf through quail. And the Gemara rejects that. Actually, in fact, even Reish Lakish agrees that he's liable twice. He is like one who makes himself zealous to refrain from Esurim. He intends to add an Issa to the forbidden loaf. We come now to the next Mishnah. Shuras bitri neheges ba'anoshim uvanoshim v'choikim v'koivim v'kshayim v'pasulim v'fnei beistin v'shlovi v'fnei beistin v'mipi atzmai. Shuras bitri applies to men and women, whether he swore to benefit strangers or relatives, people qualified and unqualified to testify in and outside Beis Din, when he swears himself. He receives lashes if he transgressed intentionally and brings oil of yered if it was shagig, inadvertent. Shuras shav nehegeth ba'anoshim v'anoshim v'chikim v'koivim v'kshayim v'pasulim v'fnei Beis Din v'shlo v'fnei Beis Din v'mivyatzmai. Shuras Shav applies to men and women, whether he swore about strangers or relatives, people qualified and unqualified to testify, in and outside of Beis Din, when he swears himself. And he receives lashes if he transgressed intentionally. If he was shogeg, then he's exempt. Both of these, if he was mushba, which means the shura was imposed on him, to others, then he is liable. Kitzad Omer Leachalti Ayyim Vali Inachti Tvilin Ayyim Mashbir Ani Vam Amein Chayev. What's the case if Reuven said, I didn't eat today, or I didn't put on tefillin today, and Shimon said, I impose this on you through a shvur, and Reuven answered, Amen, then he's liable. And the Gemara says, Nefesh, man nefesh shenema v'shvur sa'idus, asa samishpa kanishpa, af shenema v'shvur sa'pikadoin, asa samishpa kanishpa. The Gemara says that we learn through a great exoshava of the word nefesh. Just as when it said the word nefesh about shvur sa'idus, in the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hei Pasuk Dalet, v'shama kol Allah, makes a mushba like one who saw himself, also nefesh, and then appears there in Pasuk Chof Aleph, regarding Shur Sevikadah, in the term makes a mushba like one who saw. Zeh klal kol shu leisase shish bei maase leike, b'shem bei maase ene leike, chuz min amimah bat nishba, b'makal lefchaveh b'shem. This is the general rule. Every negative commandment that has an action, one receives lashes for it, and if it has no action, one does not receive lashes for it, except for one who makes tamura, swears falsely, or curses another with Hashem's name. Rabbi Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, leis kan meimer. Meimer, dibur ma'aseh. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that tamura is not listed here, with the exceptions, tamura is speech and an action, because he's makdish an animal. Nishba l'sheke menayim. What is the source for one who swears falsely? Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, answered that Ki lo yinakeh Hashem, it says in the pasuk in Shmos Perek Chof Pasuk Zayin, Hashem will not cleanse, but the judges cleanse him through giving him lashes. Ki l'chaveiwei b'shem minayin. What is also one who curses another with Hashem's name? Mishnokish b'shem. Rabbi Hoshea liyoyas Hashem v'goymeh. Mishnokish, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, answered that we learn from the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Nun Ches, if you do not fear Hashem, then the next pasuk says Hashem will bring upon you terrible plagues. Nishpa l'sheker al date de Reish Lakish minayin. The Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, what is the source for one who swears? Mina mekenshe nishpa l'sheker ein zed yira. The answer is we learn from it in the same pasuk, since he swears falsely, he does not fear. Kiles chaveiro b'shem al date de v'yochanan minayin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the source for one who curses another with Hashem's name? The answer is he learns like Reish Lakish, since he curses, he does not fear. What's the difference between them? Nishba l'sheker v'kilel l'chaveiroi v'shem al date de Rabbi Yochanan chayev shtayim al date de Reish Lakish ein chayev ela achas. The answer is they argue about one who swore falsely and cursed another with Hashem's name. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he is liable twice, for different psukim teach them. And according to Reish Lakish, he's liable only once. Hadron Olach, Perek, Shuas, Shtayim.